Phoneboy Speaks, episode 915, Man in the Middle Keyboard Updates. The kind of vulnerability that was found in Samsung devices not too long ago is the kind of thing that just, well, as somebody in the security industry, it's like, well, this is like low-hanging fruit, and why it wasn't discovered before now is a problem. And it also highlights an issue with Android in general and why I tend to stay with the things that Apple puts out, because they tend to be a little bit better about it, although I guess Apple has no room to argue because the keychain issue with iOS and Mac OS, maybe they don't have a whole lot of room to talk there, considering that they haven't fixed that one yet, and they've had at least 6 months before it got published. But anyway, this is a much simpler problem, the Samsung thing. They have this keyboard that's attached to, the software keyboard that's in their devices. You can't disable it, you can't uninstall it, and the software for this keyboard has to be, upgraded essentially over the air. But the mechanism that they used to upgraded over the air is HTTP. And guess what? That can easily be man-in-the-middled, as any good hacker can tell you. And not only that, the updates to this application aren't signed in any way, so we don't know if this particular application is valid, right? Basically anything could be put in here as an update, from what I understand. And it's unfortunately, it's the kind of vulnerability that there's not much a user can do about it, because the worst part of it is that it's built into the firmware. So in order to get an update to this, there has to be a firmware upgrade, even though they do some sort of software updates, but there's no way to fix the underlying issues without a software update. And as I know from having, Android devices that come from carriers, that may never happen. And it's the kind of thing that, all kinds of things could happen. It's, remote code execution. Who knows what the update could come out with. It's irresponsible, right? It's the kind of thing that, I would expect, is low-hanging fruit. I mean, there may be other problems with the Samsung keyboard app, whatever it is. And it's actually it's not the standard Android keyboard, but some other sort of keyboard. And, yeah, there's no way to update it, and there's potentially hundreds of thousands or hundreds of millions of devices potentially vulnerable to a simple man in the middle attack, it's the kind of thing that I shake my head at. And at least the Apple thing with the keychain is it's a little bit, it's again, you still have to download a malicious app, right? So again, even if it comes from an app store, you should always be careful where your apps come from. But it's the kind of thing that shouldn't be happening. And it's a little harder to exploit, but it still ends up being kind of low hanging fruit. But at least that can be fixed, right? Apple can actually issue updates to iOS and Mac OS and fix it, and it doesn't have to go through all the same carrier certification. Well, maybe it does, but we don't see it, right? At least when they update it, they update it to everybody. Whereas if you've got one of these Samsung devices on a random carrier, good luck if it ever gets an update. So Yay security vulnerabilities in our mobile devices. What else is new? I'm sure we'll find another one. Give them a couple days. I'm sure they'll find another one. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.